Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up. Listen always to the Rose, Rose Colombo. Years of experience as a legal advocate for justice, helping victims of legal abuse become survivors of legal abuse. That is my mission in life. That was my calling. And I have firsthand experience as well as helping victims across the country for more than 20 years. I founded Women Fight Back, and we began a grassroots movement, and we exposed many, many different injustices that were occurring within the family law courts and across the nation, including criminal courts and the gender bias and the bias and prejudice that was happening right here in the good old USA. I proposed laws that were actually implemented over the years. Today we have breaking news, breaking allegations, and they are very, very serious. One of the allegations and the questions is, did Senator Dianne Feinstein pay for Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's polygraph fees and legal retainer fees? As an anonymous source says, Senator Dianne Feinstein's office paid for these fees and alleged that Representative Anna Eshoo leaked the letter from Dr. Christine Beasley Ford to Senator Dianne Feinstein, who sat on it for 6 weeks and didn't disclose it to the White House, to the FBI, or to the chair of the Senate committee, Senator Grassley. She dropped the bomb right at the last hour on the nation, on Senator Grassley, and the GOP senators who were not aware of Dr. Ford's letter that alleged a serious crime against a federal judge, Judge Kavanaugh, who had an impeccable record, until this allegation came forward from Dr. Christine Blasey Ford in a letter she said she marked confidential. Senator Feinstein said she didn't turn over the letter because it was marked confidential. However, in America, it appears to me, if I recall correctly from what lawyers have said to me, that a letter that's marked confidential doesn't necessarily have to be held confidential if a crime is alleged in the letter, and a serious crime against a federal judge or high-ranking officer, or for that fact, just about anyone, that it needs to be turned over to law enforcement for their investigation. And so this excuse of it being marked confidential is very weak in my opinion. It appears to me that the FBI must now investigate these allegations. And maybe it is that Senator Flake from Arizona did a great favor to America. And if so, I, for one, will apologize for his move to add 1 week to the White House to reopen the investigation through the FBI into these serious allegations that not only affect Dr. Christine Beasley Ford and Judge Brett Kavanaugh, but affects every single legal, lawful, natural-born, and legal naturalized American. It affects the Department of Justice. It affects the United States Senate. It affects the American Bar Association. It affects the United States Congress. And it affects our children and future generations and whether or not we are going to have due process of law, fairness, justice, common sense, equality, and presumption of innocence and not the presumption of guilt, as the Democrats have even before the hearings began. They found Judge Kavanaugh guilty without hearing both sides of the story and without any evidence or corroboration. They stated that he was guilty, and they refused to cooperate with the GOP senators, refused to question them and Judge Kavanaugh, and they even walked out on the Senate hearing, which is rude, disrespectful, not only to Senator Grassley, the chair of the Senate committee, and all the GOP senators, but disrespectful to Dr. Ford and to Judge Kavanaugh and to all Americans who were witnessing this shocking behavior by public servants paid with taxpayer wages who boast about having their degrees, their PhDs, their master's degrees, and having no self-respect and no respect for the rule of law and the Department of Justice and their position. They shamed our nation. Therefore, the FBI should take this time to investigate these allegations that involve Senator Dianne Feinstein, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, Representative Anna Eshoo, and Dr. Ford's lawyers, as well as Representative, who is not a senator, but a congresswoman, Sheila Jackson, who slipped a white envelope and got caught on video, to one of Ford's lawyers, who in the past represented former, if this seems like a Democratic hit job from the deep state. Therefore, the FBI should also investigate George Soros, GoFundMe, and Bill and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and any involvement that could be and allegedly be involving their funding or their participation. This allegation against Judge Kavanaugh happened 35 years ago, and as the FBI stated, they investigated him 6 times and they found nothing. And all the women he's worked with never, ever in 35 years or more accused him of any such sexual abuse or disrespect against them, even on their dates. Why did Congresswoman Sheila Jackson, who is not a senator, show up at the Senate hearing prior to the testimony of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and Judge Kavanaugh testifying? And why did she slip a white envelope to Dr. Ford's lawyer? That is a question that the FBI should be looking into as well. And furthermore, as I stated before, there is a conflict of interest, and the FBI should be looking into that conflict of interest because Senator Feinstein recommend a lawyer to Dr. Ford, and she did not disclose that during the hearings until Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified. And she testified that that is exactly what happened. And she, Senator Feinstein, did not reveal that she recommended a lawyer to Senator Grassley or to the accused, Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Furthermore, Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband, Richard Bloom, is a regent of the Palo Alto University, where Dr. Ford is a professor. That conflict of interest was not disclosed to the general public. I do not know if Judge Brett Kavanaugh and President Trump or Senator Grassley knew of this huge conflict of interest. He's a regent of the Palo Alto University, where Dr. Ford is a professor. So did Senator Dianne Feinstein and or her husband cross paths at any time prior to the allegations that Senator Feinstein paid for Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's polygraph fees and retainer fees, and prior to the allegation that Representative Anne Eshoo leaked the letter of Dr. Christine Ford to the media? So did Senator Feinstein and or her husband ever meet Dr. Christine Blasey Ford prior to the hearing? Did they attend any social function together or cross each other's path at social events or political events or at political meetings prior to these hearings that commenced on September 28th and appeared to be a, in my opinion, a hit job against Judge Brett Kavanaugh to destroy him, to destroy his reputation, to destroy his family, to destroy his career, his reputation, and his nomination and appointment to be a United States Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States of America. If these allegations are true or false, then the FBI needs to perform their duty, because the FBI stated, according to Senator Graham, who's done a remarkable job getting to the truth, that the FBI has nothing more to investigate. They investigated Judge Brett Kavanaugh 6 times. How many times did they investigate Dr. Christine Blasey Ford? Because they stated she has many holes in her testimony and that she has many discrepancies. Her behavior of being a victim, even a suppressed memory, in my opinion, as a victim of legal abuse with false allegations lodged against me 2 or 3 decades ago, I can't recall at the moment, but they, 1990, so there you go, nearly 30 years ago, if you want to be exact. And again, most recently, in 2016 and 17, over people attempting to sell property and assets. So people can be very vicious, whether it's for a political move or a financial gain for a political gain or for control and power or to cover up pedophilia, to cover up Orgy Island, to cover up the Clinton allegations of sexual abuse over the 40-plus years, the Clinton Foundation, whatever it is, there are people out there who are capable of destroying lives. And we know there are hundreds of people who were witnesses or whistleblowers linked to the Democratic Party and linked to associations with the Clintons, the deep state, and Obamas, who are no longer with us but went to heaven probably a little bit early. To me, that this is a pattern by the extreme left, the deep state, to destroy anyone who gets in their way and steamroll them until they either back off and out of fear and out of emotion of being destroyed by the left with true or false allegations. That's up to the Senate, the White House, the FBI, to make the law enforcement to make those decisions. I can tell you that they don't stop at anything. And from personal experience, I can state that. And remember, in 2012, Valerie Jarrett made it very clear in the news during the election that anyone who opposed them would be punished. I never forgot that statement. She wasn't even an elected or appointed official. And she has Chicago connections. She's connected her family to the Muslim Brotherhood, to Iran, and to Bill Ayers, a domestic terrorist who teaches your youth for many, many years in the university. Isn't that great? And said that they didn't do enough destruction to the USA. So here we have these allegations, and we have these conflicts of interest, and we have the holes in Dr. Ford's testimony and the discrepancies as stated by the prosecutor who questioned them, and both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans, agreed to this particular prosecutor due to her credentials and her specializing in sexual abuse and her knowledge dealing with these issues for a very, very long time and her expertise. So therefore, she did an excellent job. She was very gentle with Dr. Ford, and she was a little tougher on Judge Kavanaugh. In the end, the prosecutor says she would not ever prosecute Judge Kavanaugh after she questioned Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh. That allegedly did not sit well with Senator Feinstein and the rest of the senators at those hearings. And the leftist news and their host has diminished the credibility of the prosecutor, which is shameful. She did her job, and she did it correctly. And she was very, very fair. So Senator Graham says, if you really wanted an investigation, why didn't you tell us in July, 6 weeks ago, when you first got this accusation? In a letter from Dr. Ford, marked confidential, the allegation should have caused Senator Feinstein, as I said, to turn it over to the White House or law enforcement for an investigation, since it lodged a serious sexual crime against a federal judge, a high-ranking federal official. And for that matter, if it was anybody who had a allegation of a serious crime against another person and sent it lawmaker, that lawmaker, in my opinion, should have sent it on to law enforcers for investigation, despite anything that says confidential on it, because the crime overrides the word confidential. Because it's my understanding, you can ask a lawyer or a judge or a lawmaker, but it's my personal understanding and opinion that if we have knowledge of a crime, even if we're the average citizen, we must disclose that to law enforcement or we're in trouble. So, and we have Christine Blasey Ford stating in a letter that she flew to the Mid-Atlantic on vacation and yet she feared flying to the hearings in D.C. And then we have her stating under oath that her lawyers did not tell her that the senators were willing to come to California to question her under oath. How could that be? So maybe they should be investigating the lawyers as well and asking one of her lawyers what was in the white envelope that Sheila Jackson handed to him and he slipped in his pocket. Dean Beasley Ford has also been seen in Washington, D.C., even though she lives in California, so she must have flown there, that's a long, long drive, to attend a march, an anti-Trump protest with a pink hat on. And she's also testified that she flies to Delaware to visit her family and Costa Rica and Hawaii to vacation and surf. So why did she testify that she feared getting on a plane to come to the D.C. hearing when she flies all over the place and that she had to have friends talk her into getting on the plane? Why didn't she disclose that Senator Feinstein allegedly fees and her retainer fees when she was asked that question? So in my opinion, from my experiences and interviewing hundreds of victims around the country for more than 20 years, her behavior did not reflect a victim mentality. That's just my opinion from my own firsthand experience of suffering legal abuse. You do have post-traumatic stress disorder, no doubt about it. You cannot get a lawyer to sue the lawyers and judges who caused the post-traumatic stress disorder or the witnesses who caused the post-traumatic stress disorder in many, many cases. Because, number one, many times lawyers will not go against other lawyers or judges because they are a brotherhood. And many times the victim doesn't have the money to pay for high-powered lawyers to fight such a case. And many times the victims don't have the energy, the motivation, because they're so beat down. And maybe they've had all their property stolen and their assets or their children taken away. And they just can't get to the point to spend another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years in a courtroom trying to seek justice when there is no justice. In the end, it's my opinion that Dr. Christine Blasey Ford should have to be investigated again and asked about who paid her polygraph fees, who paid her legal fees, how did she decide to open up a GoFundMe account? Why did she do that? Did Senator Feinstein pay for Dr. Ford's polygraph fees and retainer fees? Why did she sit on the letter for 6 weeks that alleged a serious crime against a federal judge that she was going to be questioning at hearings in 6 weeks? Why did they allow someone, allegedly Anna Eshoo, to leak the letter to the media? Was the letter altered? Did they send it to forensics? And if not, they should send it to forensics to see if there are different fonts, to see if it's been altered or changed in any way. They should show it to Dr. Ford and ask her if that is the original letter and were those her original words in the letter. And then they should move on to her yearbook and ask her if these are facts. She was a teenager. And then they should investigate to see if George Soros and the Clintons are involved in this, what I term a hit job on Judge Kavanaugh. And they should also ask her husband, Richard Bloom, and Senator Feinstein if they knew Dr. Ford prior to the hearing, prior to the letter, and if they ever attended any social events together, political events, crossed paths during that time, had meetings during that time, spoke on the phone, and what were the conversations, when did that happen, and so forth. There is time now that the Democrats requested a one-week open investigation by the FBI ordered by the White House to happen. And this is exactly what should happen, because when victims testify, they don't need to read a script. They know exactly what happened to them. Some things they may not remember at that moment, or they may have blacked out. Most of the information they do remember, and they do not read a script. They will tell you and look you in the eye that this is the truth. This is what happened. There are no holes in their stories. There are no discrepancies. And they will have to pause because there are points that will cause them to relive that moment, and they can't even speak. They may even cry. Did Dr. Ford have a tear coming out of her eyes? Well, that's all we have time for. God bless you. God bless America. God bless Ford, whatever happened to her 35 years ago. And God bless Judge Brett Kavanaugh. May the truth come out. And may America restore the Senate, the Department of Justice, the Congress, and the rule of law, and the Constitution of the United States of America, and our sovereignty, and God.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.